you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits.
Wrestling has a deep and rich history of pedophilia, and we want to keep that going.
And Tyler Fudge!
Still not fucking the shoe? Just looking around like I don't know how I got here. I'm fucking the shoe.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 201 of Suplex City Limits for February 16th, 2019. I had so many Valentines, I had to put a restraining order on Cupid. It's your boy, the King of Bong style, Jim Vicious, and he's the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
I had so little Valentines, I had to get ointment for my hand, Tyler Fudge.
A lot of jacking off.
Callous, baby.
They more call callous me, than Don.
Yeah, they don't call me Don Callous, they call me Palm Callous.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Monday is President's Day in the U.S. A once regal holiday, now a forever joke. But you can save money on shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees. Save 20% with the code PREZ, P-R-E-Z. That goes Monday until Wednesday, so check that shit out. Or you can donate to our PayPal, suplexcitylimits@gmail.com, like deep in your snatch, code of fucking hatch.
Yeah.
Or become a producer on Patreon. Get yourself a shout out on the show, like our friends Big Body Sam, B Rad Brad, Caleb Morganfield. Check what is his new? He has a new album out. What is it from Red Shores?
I'd assume so. You know what I mean? Like, I assume it's Red Shores.
Yeah, check that shit out everywhere, Spotify and so on. Infamous Chris Savage, the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out if you think Australian accents are sexy, or if you watch kangaroo porn and shit. They cover a lot of shit we don't. Progress, WXW, etc. The Ricerone Jabroni, Tyloni, Kickass Keith Martin, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, Insane Ian Jackson, Max's Garage, he's not balding, Christopher Spalding. And plain vanilla Martin Corns. This week, it's Elimination Chamber. Do you care? I don't.
No. No, not at all. So much so that we're just going to talk about Elimination Chamber at the end of the show.
There you go. We'll preview that show. We've got some Mark Tank top three news of the week and a whole lot more. So let's get into this shit with the top three after this word.
And action.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Again, please.
Again?
Again.
Art thou bored?
Yeah.
Step into a Slim Jim. Turn to the spice. That baby juicy taste. Need a little excitement? Step into a Slim Jim.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
This Suplex City Limits top three are top three matches of the week. If you had no idea about wrestling or who Randy Savage was, you had to find those commercials terrifying. Like, oh, who man. Is this man? What is he doing? And why is he so excited?
Bored.
Lipping away.
It's always fucking... been a running line. Me and a guy I used to work with, we just walk by each other and say, art thou bored?
Oh, fuck. This week's top three mostly comes from the land of Japan.
Two-thirds.
Yeah, let's start off. Ishimori Taguchi from New Japan's... What the fuck is this show called?
New Beginnings in Osaka.
There you go. Yeah, boy. What did you think of this match?
I thought it was a really fun match. You got like a lighter side from Ishimori even in this match, where Taguchi is kind of trying to play mind games with, and he's dressed up apparently as a character of his, a pop star character, when he's coming down to the ring. And then he tries to do the taunts that Ishimori would do back then. And then later on in the match, Ishimori decides to do his whole rigmarole where he'd flip into the ring and do his little fucking Macarena dance. And the crowd went absolutely fucking insane for it. They loved it. I thought it was great. I knew nothing about it, but Kevin Kelly did a great job at making that evident that you knew that.
Yeah. Really good shit. I enjoyed the match. I thought Taguchi was like, oh, is he going to be? But he actually didn't do a lot of the silly shit.
No. There's going to be a little bit of it, and usually in the beginning of the match, but once the match starts to get going, Taguchi, you know, I mean, he was mainly a serious wrestler when he first started.
Pretty good. He's better than, you know, a lot of people think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very, in my opinion, he's underrated.
Yeah. We also had Tanahashi and White, the main event of the show, with the crazy surprise ending.
Yeah, I did not expect this at all. I didn't get it spoiled for me. I literally just watched it and was just sitting there just like, oh, wow. Yeah. That was a shocker.
Very interesting. I mean, we're obviously working toward White and Okada, where that'll take place. I mean, I guess Okada will win the upcoming tournament and
New Japan Cup.
Yeah.
Probably.
So you'll get Okada and Okada White at MSG then.
That's what I was assuming, is that it's going to be at the MSG show, and the running deal is that they assume that Kenny Omega's slated run this year was given to Jay White. And I believe I heard somewhere that Kenny was supposed to keep the title.
Yeah, and then he would have dropped it to Okada here, or what?
Yeah, that would have, what a fucking match that would have been.
Right. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Nope.
But yeah, really good match here. I'm coming more around on White, but I think he's definitely a transitional champion.
Yeah. I think so. It's a way to get the title back on Okada. But the match itself was a fun match. You know what I mean? The White is a good wrestler. He's a really good wrestler. His promos might not be there, but his promos aren't the worst. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't got all that charisma, but what he's trying to say, he says well.
Yeah,
I caught myself, kind of.
Yeah, it was good. I agree with that, man. Tanahashi, man, he looks hurt as fuck. How many times have we said that? That's like the...
I've been saying that for 2 years now.
Yeah, but he really looks hurt here. Holy shit. Still managed to have a great match. Yeah, super interesting. I mean, they're not ones to just drop it back to Okada here. Like, they're not going to... New Japan typically doesn't swap the belt that fast, but...
They don't, but... And this is kind of... It's a special situation here, because you had the departure of Kenny Omega, and Gato booked so far in advance, you kind of just got to plop somebody in, have him a transitional champion, and then go from there. But at the same time, there's something to be said that the last time Gato put a guy in this position, everybody shit on it, and that guy was Okada.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, sure, it doesn't seem great right now, but with the way Ghetto books, it could be great.
And the third on the list here, the gauntlet match from SmackDown this week, Kofi Kingston was in the match for over an hour, a little over an hour.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And I was into it, and everybody was kind of into the whole Kofi thing. And, you know, because WWE, Randy Orton comes out, he wins in the end.
Yes.
And piss in your face.
Oh, is there an echo in here?
Piss in your face. As they are ones to. But the match is really good. Worth checking out. You know, it's nice when they can do that too, because then they can't fuck anything else up. You know, you can't fuck up the show more by having nonsensical backstage things and, you know, like they do on Raw. So,
I mean, I'll take your word for it.
This is my second week. Pretty much WWE free. I did not watch any Raw other than highlights. Only thing I watched was this match here from SmackDown.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Hey, you can easily get by. Because, like, wrestling becomes a lot more of a hobby instead of a chore when you're not watching wrestling you hate.
I did watch the Revival versus Gable and Rude from Raw. That was pretty awesome. But, you know, it's on Raw, so it's a million commercials and terrible commentary and all that shit. So,
yeah, you take some, you get, you know, there's some good, and then there's some obvious bad. So,
and there you have the facts of life. Let's move on to the news of the week.
This week in the news, a guy named Pedro is no muero. Over to you, Jim.
Jesus Christ. I'm Jim Vicious. This is news to you. First off, in breaking news, the most important news story of the week, we have a new opening song that you heard on your way in.
Fucking Gorgatron, baby.
Courtesy of our good friends at Death Grind Metal Band, Gorgatron. Big P, shout out to you. Much love to them. I think we'll close the episode with a G-Tron track today. Right. If you're into extreme metal, check those dudes out.
And if you're not, check them out anyways.
They may come, you know, they may be coming to your city.
Yeah, I wonder if they come to Grand Prairie anytime soon.
Well, I don't know about that. But if you live in a city that, you know,
is reputable,
people fucking go. Yeah. They may come over and you can chug beers with them, throw emo kids and wood chippers, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
the kind of shit they do. Pedro
that.
Morales, though, has passed away at the age of, I'm trying to find the story.
65 or something like that.
We're at a fucking 6-star podcast here.
I mean, I'll be completely honest with you, everybody. I don't give a fuck about Pedro Morales.
Wow.
I've never seen a fucking... I was born in 87. What am I going to do? Watch a Pedro Morales match? No, I'm good, okay? No.
He died at the age of 76. Yeah, I mean, this shit... I'm not, like, a huge aficionado or anything, but I am aware of and have watched the shit where he, you know, he took the title off of Koloff and held it for like 2 years. Plus him and Bruno is like, that's a huge match in the history of wrestling.
Yeah.
In 72, Morales and San Martino headlined the showdown at Shea event. So, yeah, I mean, just a legendary dude, held a belt for a long time. As far as those standards go, a talented dude, part of the Hall of Fame. So
part of the SCL Hall of Fame, you say?
Yeah, just this week. He died and I was like, ah, fuck, why is he not in the Hall of Fame? So I added him. No grudge or no, it wasn't any like Vince Randy Savage shit or anything like that.
I don't know, man.
It's just me being a fucking stoner and I agree with you. I'm older than you are, but it's still before my time, you know. So
yeah. I mean, like, with there being so much wrestling now and so much wrestling back in the day to watch, like, you don't have enough time.
Yeah, it's hard to go back. Also, it's hard to go back and watch shit of that era, especially WWF. You know, the Southern shit, Memphis and shit like that, that's a good entertaining watch, you know?
Yeah.
The work rate there was so much different than the New York shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've watched a little bit of the W. Actually, let's say I've probably seen one match of the WWWF. But no, the other stylings from other parts across America in that time period were head over heels better.
So, warning to spiteful, hateful cunts, we're going to talk about AEW if you want to skip ahead 5 minutes here.
Actually, why don't you just not listen at all?
No. There's a lot of news with them. They sold a fuckload of tickets. They sold out in like no time this week.
There's a lot of tickets to sell out. You know, yeah. I even was skeptical that they'd do it for the second show.
Yeah. See how long this can go. This one would have been a great one to try a larger building or something, but Vegas, you know, it's good for Vegas to go there and shit.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I would say that this was at least the sign where they should be like, yeah, let's probably do a bigger building next time.
Yeah. They announced the first women's match in the company. It is Britt Baker. Is she Dr. Britt Baker? Is that a thing?
She's a dentist.
Yeah.
It's like calling you a chiropractor a doctor.
I'm the doctor of journalism. And also rockology. I have a minor in rockology. Dr. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, and Kylie Rae.
So, yes, not to be confused by Kaylee Ray, because I was very confused when I seen the name. I was like, that's not Kaylee Ray.
Oh, no shit. Those two women I don't know who have a similar name. Great. I don't know who they are. So, there you go. Should be interesting. They do that, the Road to Double or Nothing episodes. Have you been watching those?
No, I'm not going to lie. I haven't.
Really,
I'll be completely honest with you. I have a hard time investing myself into a 5 minute video.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like if I were to sit down and watch something, usually I get stoned and it's like, what am I going to watch? So I can just veg out. It's like, well, I don't want to watch just 5 minute clips. So in 5 minutes when I'm super stoned, I got to find something else to watch.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm too stoned to make playlists usually.
What else do we have about on the AEW front? Dave Batista's in talks with WWE and allegedly AEW, which is pretty silly, but whatever.
I mean, I don't see why. Like, I understand the appeal of maybe trying to go after Dave Batista to bring to AEW, but
yeah,
there's no story to be told. You know what I mean? Like, in my opinion, as shitty as this may sound, it's probably best off for, I think, all fans in general for Batista to go to WWE. Because the story with him and Triple H, it was probably the most intriguing thing that I seen on SmackDown, you know, before I stopped watching. It was just like, oh, that was a pretty cool segment. I'd like to see where this story goes.
Fucking 50-year-old guys. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but also I don't want to see that shit.
No, like the match is going to be boring as fuck. But I feel like that's one build that WWE would actually do, and they try to do it well because it's Batista and Triple H.
Well, I'm waiting for them to have something with a good build for WrestleMania, since they've kind of shit the bed on this whole fucking Becky main event thing. So,
I mean, I've heard rumblings about it. Now, Jim, where do you stand on your upset scale? Like, are you like in a 1 to 10 of being happy? You know, meh or upset on the possibilities of it being a three-way?
I'd rather just be a one-on-one match, but I mean, you know, there's a lot of angry marks, as we'll see in Mark Tank later. It's all about that, dude.
It's
all
so
about that.
Fucking crazy where you would get so upset that a person with a better work rate gets added to a match. Like, I understand the one-on-one story and the one-on-one match, because typically triple threats, you know, they're by the numbers, especially in the WWE. But, like, adding Charlotte to that match guarantees you the match is going to be better. You know what I mean?
And but dude, the proper booking here, especially if she's leaving, I still say even if she's not leaving, is, like, Becky has to beat her at WrestleMania. Like, that's how you take that shit to the next level.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, well, I agree.
You just
I agree completely.
It, so. If you're going to put Charlotte in there and you're going to have Becky pin Charlotte or that'd be like the best situation, but who fucking knows what they'll do.
I'm sure that's how it's going to work, is Becky pin Charlotte.
Yeah, you hope so. You don't know that shit. They're fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's very true.
But yeah, it'd do much, so much more for her if she beat Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
She could kill the rest of 2019 off that win. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Just, you know, I'm the man. I beat Ronda Rousey. That sells itself.
And then two, you can, you know, I mean, if you do it here in the three way, still have her pin Ronda Rousey, then you can have Rousey blame the fact that it was a three way and Charlotte was involved, and you could still go back to a 1-on-1 with them in the future.
Yeah.
When Ronda comes back to Raw, fucking whenever that is after Mania. Yeah, send me a check, Vince.
send him money.
Get on that PayPal. Jimmy Uso arrested for disorderly conduct. Now, this happened like 2 days ago, but there hasn't really been much of an update on it.
No, they said they smelt alcohol in the car. Naomi was driving.
Yeah.
But there's no charges about alcohol. And so, yeah, I don't know.
She was driving the wrong way on a one-way. The car reeked like booze, and he jumped out, took his shirt off, and was like squaring up to fight until he pulled the tasers out.
I would imagine that the Naomi in the car turned on the Usos theme. Uso! So he's fucking going down, you know, like, yeah, thug life.
Yeah. This is... Now, I mean, he was arrested for a DUI once. Also, the other one was arrested for DUI. He was also arrested for driving without a license.
Yeah, Rikishi, raise your kids better, man.
Dude, these guys are fucking... might have a little bit of a problem with the sauce, it turns out.
It's very possible, and who knows if that's not the reason why we don't see him on TV very much. You know, like...
I just don't understand why we haven't gotten an update. Like... Isn't this the kind of shit that Satin will fucking call police stations and shit like a fucking, you know, like a weirdo?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm shocked that we haven't gotten more of an update as well, but I mean, I've even
so if the car smelled like booze, you know, is she drunk? That did she get a DUI? We, I don't know.
Did she switch seats with Jimmy?
I don't know.
Like, who knows? I don't know. But, I mean, Jimmy was obviously drunk. Because, I mean, you get pulled over going the wrong way on a one-way. You're not really going to be really aggravated. Be like, fuck you, cop, for saving my life.
very fucking weird.
And you don't really drive one way down a wrong way down a one way when you're sound of mind either.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, I've done it baked accidentally.
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. But like, you're not like 100% sound of mind.
Yeah, that's true. Their contracts are upcoming up here though too, so
I mean,
I don't know. Can you leave if you're him? Can you leave your fucking beautiful, thick-assed wife there? You know, and like,
I don't know. That's a dangerous slope.
It is. It's dangerous. You leave your shit, your fucking lady around there.
Most people that do that end up, you know, not with them anymore. That's why Cody took Brandy with him, because he knew. He knew somebody was going to fuck that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck, yeah. Ambrose, you better watch out. With Renee. What else we got in the news?
Oh, let's see here.
Iwatani, Mayu Iwatani.
Yes.
It's the new Ring of Honor Women's Champion.
Yeah, no, which she probably should have been the first one, but I mean.
Well, dude, anything to get the belt off Kelly Klein, because what in the fuck, man? Seriously.
Yeah.
Chick is terrible.
It, I mean, yeah, there's, I'm not, like, I'm, she's meh. You know, I don't see, there's no, I can't even tell you if she's terrible, because when she comes on TV, I just tune out.
I mean, I watched her on that, when she won the belt on that Ring of Honor pay-per-view and somewhere else, and she was just abysmal. Like, it really offended me. So, it did it, like, state, it was so bad that it offended me.
The state of your women's division.
Yeah, the fucking state of it, mate. Booker T is suing Activision for allegedly ripping off his G.I. Bro character in Black Ops.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played Black Ops since Black Ops 2, but...
Dude, He looks like him. Have you seen pictures of this?
No, I haven't, honestly.
I mean, I guess he kind of looks like Booker T, but you know what? You can't win this, man. Lindsay Lohan tried to sue Rockstar when they had a very similar character to her. You're not going to get away with it.
You won't.
It looks like Booker T, I guess, but it also, I mean, I don't know, dude.
Man, like at what point in time can you be like, fuck that guy for looking like me? You know, like, it's they're not calling him G.I. Bro. They're not calling him Booker T. He has dreadlocks.
Well, so I mean, he does look like him, dude.
A little bit. Like, not a, I don't know. It doesn't, I don't know. It's a Paul very low-res picture.
Of saying shit you can't say in 2019. I feel like he looks a lot like him. You know? But we'll see. Where would you get the inspiration from? Like, is somebody like, oh, fuck, man, you know what we should do is a character like this terrible failed character from GWF and later WCW.
I would say he looks more like Ron Killings, honestly.
It's a slippery slope to start.
Honestly, like,
yeah,
the guy's got blue eyes. Like, fuck, come on, right? How can he be Booker T? He's got blue eyes.
So I guess we'll see what the fuck happens with this. It's funny, but who knows? I don't think you're gonna be. I don't think he's gonna win.
I doubt it. I highly fucking doubt it.
MLW Fusion is moving to Saturday nights to get out of the way of SmackDown in advance. It's a good call on their part.
It is, and WWE has purchased the rights of War Games off of them as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So they're not going to be able to do it anymore, huh?
Nope.
That Court probably got a nice fucking payoff for that.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm fucking sure he did.
I like their version of it. MLW is a fucking goddamn fun show still.
It is a fun show. It's one of the... I won't watch it every week because I really judge it by what the main event is that week. Like this week was a tag team match that Tommy Dreamer was involved in. I immediately said, nah, I'm good. I don't need to see that. Because Tommy Dreamer in 2019, nah, I'll pass. But Tommy.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Maybe I'm to hang it up, man.
But
Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer, no less.
But in 2019, Jim, did you expect to hear that The Undertaker will be at StarCast?
Pretty fucking interesting, man.
Isn't it?
Yeah, they can't like that, man.
I'm sure they can't, but I mean, his reported price is like, how can you stop him?
They must have worked something out with him, but I don't know. I guess, you know, it's hard for me to identify with shit like that because I don't care like about meeting. I'm not going to pay money to meet people.
Yeah.
Or get my picture with people. That's just not in my nature. You know, anytime I've even met people who I feel like, oh, fuck, I should ask them for a picture. Like, I never ask anybody for a picture because that's just like, you know. So it doesn't, you know, I have nothing against that. It's just like that doesn't play to me. You know, I'm not like, oh, fuck, I got to go to StarCast so I can meet this dude for a minute and it'll be weird.
No, but you don't need to ever want any, like, I would never pay money to, like, especially the money that The Undertaker's charging to meet him and take a picture. I would never do it. But I do understand how big that is in general. You know what I mean?
Big for StarCast, for sure.
It's huge for StarCast. But, I mean, it's also $25,000 an hour.
Yeah, well, so, like, I mean, they must have worked out some kind of a deal. But he's going to be there for what? Oh, the weekend?
It's probably $60,000 for 3 hours. I believe that is what he's charging. StarCast, something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah, so like that's, I believe somebody worked it out, and it's he's got to do 2.2 greetings a minute to make that money back.
I hear about the shit now where they're kind of... there's like this talk about the connection between obviously Rick and Charlotte and Conrad Thompson and Charlotte and no. people are, there's a different discussion about that, and you know, they like fear that they're going to do something to Charlotte because of it or something. I have no idea.
Jesus, can you imagine?
Because Conrad's married to her sister or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, at least you can look at it this way. If they did and they wanted to be cunty like that, she could just go to AEW. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There you go. Like, I don't think that'll happen.
Oh, I don't either. But at least the climate has changed to a point where tentatively you can go to AEW.
Yeah. What else do we have? Kota Ibushi says he's staying in Japan. Sounds like, did he sign a deal?
It seems
like he's going to be, he's going to be in the New Japan Cup. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for seeing Kota Ibushi get a good push in New Japan. All for
Can we make him fucking champion? And then if he's going to sign a deal and shit, that was always the hold up on it was, you know, you can't put the belt on him because he's, you know, he can do whatever he wants. But if they got him on a deal, we need to see that championship run.
Yeah.
And then you need to figure your shit out with AEW. And then we can have the fucking Ibushi and Omega match that we all need in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. That's very true. Hope you guys are still fast forwarding.
Did you see that Omega sent him a Valentine's tweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did it say?
I don't have it here. I have it, but it's in Japanese. I don't know. Mm. The translation was like, all right. I love it. It's the best love story in pro wrestling. It's like second, you know, it's like behind Macho and Liz is Kota and Kenny.
And I will say, watching Bash at the Beach 96, Elizabeth in 96 is just, she's hotter than she was in the 80s, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh la la.
Yeah. I was talking more about their marriage when they, like, oh, the 80s, you know? Like,
I get you, but that's...
Talking about, will you marry me?
I'm talking about big old titties.
Yeah, well, you know. I don't know. I don't know if I have anything else. You hear about this NXT Blacklist thing?
What is that?
It is a... like crazy expensive VIP thing for $750. Blacklist ticket buyers get a VIP suite seating during NXT TakeOver. Oh, that sounds pretty dope, actually. Visits from NXT superstars during the show.
What the fuck? That's weird.
Yeah, like just let's skip that part, dude. Photo opportunities with stars, group photo on entrance ramp. VIP access to merchandise before doors open. Like, oh, so I get first crack to buy a bunch of shit. Okay, cool. And a collectible VIP poster.
I mean,
you know, I don't know, man.
Like, there's something to be said. Like, I will say that if you're like, you can get a picture taken on the Titantron, I'd be like, that's pretty dope. You know what I mean? Like, I get to stand on the Titantron and take a picture. That's pretty cool.
As of this afternoon, there were still tickets available for this. So.
When is it for? WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, WrestleMania weekend. Mm. You know, it's not bad. If you were going and you were just like, hey, we're going to go, we're going to drop money. Fuck, just the ability to sit in a suite and shit and drink and you know, eat edibles with your friends is like well worth it.
So well worth it, if you ask me.
Yeah. We'll have to do that someday. Some wrestling show. We'll get a suite and then fucking...
eat edibles and get fucking sloshed.
Or just mushrooms, maybe everyone eats mushrooms.
Oh, Jesus. Can you imagine watching wrestling on mushrooms live? Oof.
With SCL Nation.
I feel like somebody would I will say, if I was on mushrooms and I was at a wrestling show with Burbs, I think I would trip out.
You have a bad trip.
I feel like I would, because he would be so aggravated, and I would just be just like, oh my God, my buzz.
So he would just be like, it's your boy, Burbs. That's like echoing through your head.
Yeah.
Fever dream. That's great, man.
I got two pieces here if you don't have any more.
Yeah, Mel, you know, I'm going to find more. What do you got?
Okay, I thought you said you didn't really have many. No. But did you see what Impact did last week for ratings?
No, I did not. I thought we couldn't even get ratings for that shit.
Oh, they released it. They released it, buddy, and it is fucking fantastic.
Is it like 25,000 people or something?
12.
12,000 people?
Yeah.
What about Twitch? What did Twitch do?
Probably less than that. Last time I looked at an Impact video on Twitch, it was at 7,000 views.
Hmm. Yeah. It's pretty shitty, man. I don't know where they're making...
There's no way that you can sustain any kind of growth or a wrestling company at 12,000 views.
Yeah.
On cable, nonetheless. In 29 million homes. I haven't been watching it. Like, you're in 29 million homes and only 12,000 of those cocksuckers watched you. Like, what the fuck?
For me, I don't watch it really because it's just kind of an inconvenient day. You know, it's airing like right now as we record. So, am I going to watch it after that? And then like a week later, talk about it. Plus, we're not really going to do that anymore. I guess we never talked about that, but 201, we're kind of moving forward. We're not going to do like go through Raw and shit like we used to, you know?
No.
Like Raw fucking sucks. And that's it. Yeah. And SmackDown pretty much sucks. So, not going to do the detailed shit anymore. So why would I watch a week old Impact if it's not going to benefit this show at all? You know?
No, exactly. But
I watch it for myself. It's not good enough for that, I don't really think.
No. No, it's not. And if anybody tries to tell you it is, they're wrong.
I do have another one here. There's a shakeup, a superstar shakeup on Total Divas.
Oh, yes.
As Lana and Rusev are out... and Sonya Deville is in with her Nazi girlfriend on the show.
Jim, you know they're going to milk the fact that she's a lesbian. So how do you milk the fact that she's a lesbian without her girlfriend?
Yeah.
The girl that was the center of Seth Rollins' dick getting shown to the public.
Yeah, and also his chick finding out about him cheating, I believe, as well.
Yes.
Also due to this girl. So she's and now she's a lesbian, so that's cool.
Funny how things work out.
Yeah, right. I don't know about that. I don't watch the show. I did for a while when we were like, I'd review it on here.
Yeah. I seen bits with Rusev and I thought they were great.
He was great, but evidently they found that him and Lana were unlikable. Like, focus group said they were unlikable. And, dude, granted, a lot of this week she was complaining about it and shit on some podcast. And she's like, oh, people liked us on there. It's like, dude, I could see how people did not like her. She was a terrible person. She's a broken, idiotic fucking... She's a mess, dude.
She is.
She's a fucking mess of a human.
She left the best part of her in Russia.
Yeah, she's just fucking stupid. So... I could see it. But yeah, Rusev was like the best thing on there, man. And he goes out and he's like mowing the lawn in like tiny short shorts and shit with sunglasses on. Like, what the fuck? He's a weird guy.
He's a weird guy.
Oh, Deville also says her relationship with her girlfriend will be showcased. So
there you go. Great. Boom. There's also more shakeups too, like two twins not being on the show no more.
Who's that? The Ely brothers?
The Bellas.
Oh. They're not on Total Divas at all?
This and the new season, no.
Good. Good. They should fuck off. They have their own show already.
They do. Total Bellas featuring Daniel Bryan and not John Cena.
Yeah, not John Cena anymore, which is unfortunate because he was like one of the best parts about it.
Yeah, I agree. The couple episodes I watched, John Cena was the highlight.
Mm. Sin Cara is training for a return.
Talking about Hunico or Mystic?
No, just the current Sin Cara.
Okay.
He had surgery in August of 2018. I kind of thought about that lately. I was like, where the fuck is he? But I was like, is he with Lucha House Party? Like, I don't know. I love Lucha Libre, and it's hard for me to tell, like, what Lucha guys are in that again.
Well, I mean, cause they don't really make it easy on you.
Yeah, so he's making a comeback. To what? Fuck. I don't know. He's going to come back to catering.
Yeah, come back to that bicycle. Where's Kamachi? What was his name? Kamachi. Camacho. Fucking the other gorillas of destiny.
Oh, right.
It was Camacho and Hunico. So it was basically Tangaloa and Sin Cara riding bikes down to the ring.
Well, there you go. I don't remember that, but that sounds fucking terrible.
It was NXT.
Hmm.
You don't
that
remember
must have been
Hunico,
like...
the guy that used to go around the Hispanic guy with the pants and the wife beater and the bandana? He'd go around
with
riding
the pants. And... Remember that? He had the pants. He was that guy with the pants.
He would wear fucking khakis.
Know?
He would wear khakis. And he'd basically cholo it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that must be early NXT.
It was. It was very early NXT.
I was not an adopter of NXT until the network, I think. So that was like pre the network, probably, right?
Yeah, because we got it on TV in Canada.
Right. Yeah, that's pre my fucking knowledge about it. I don't know. And then New Japan is returning to the UK for Royal Quest.
Yeah. New Japan stars have been confirmed. Or like two top stars.
At least they get Nakata and shit.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you need, really?
So, there you go. What else you got?
John Cena to revive Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah.
For Nickelodeon. That is shocking.
They love him over there at Nickelodeon, dude.
They do. He loves that green slime.
Yeah. He's making that money, dude. You know, he's out there doing it.
He's gotta you gotta start somewhere. You look at the Rock, man. He did the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah,
that was abysmal. Game plan, fuck.
No idea.
Oh man, I got that one on DVD. It's horrible.
And they've announced for Ring of Honor's 17th anniversary show in March. Rush versus Bandito. I was like, they really aren't gonna. When they first booked these guys, I was like, they're not really gonna like just book them against each other lazily, are they? I guess they are.
God damn right we are, guys.
I'd have thought you have to keep them apart. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we even spoke about that a couple weeks ago, didn't we? That you know, your best bet is to keep Rush and Bandito apart.
Yeah. This company, man. I don't know. I like Ring of Honor, but I really kind of fucking worry about them because they spent some money, but they spent it on two guys that, you know, are really good, but are going to really take a special approach to get over. And I don't think they have it. I don't think they have it anymore.
Yeah. And then you look at the rest of that card, too. Matt Taven against Jay Lethal. For the ROH World title. Are you as happy as I am to have not decided to go to this show? Remember when we were debating on whether or not we all went to this show?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's in Vegas.
Pretty stoked that we decided against that now.
Yeah, Taven, man. I can't buy that guy as like a main event dude. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I don't know. There's just something about him. I just don't see it. Maybe sometime down the road, but right now it's not really something that I see.
And I really like Lethal. I've always been a fan of Lethal. I still am. But I almost felt like he was the guy the last time. They should have just kind of let him go somewhere. I mean, I'm surprised WWE hasn't signed him, but. Because he's done everything he can do there. Like, what else is he going to do there?
Nothing.
You know?
Aside from produce. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think he's great. I still think he's got, you know, time in him, but maybe not in Ring of Honor. You know, maybe he has to go somewhere else.
I agree. I agree completely. I wish that would happen, honestly. So I would like to see him elsewhere to see how that would look.
I mean, he's done so many different things over time. You know, he is pretty smart. He reinvents himself.
Yeah.
I think he needs to go somewhere else, do something else, but that's just me. He'd be great. I got to see him have a Japan run, man.
I mean, he's been over there a little bit, but nothing major. You know, I mean, just over there as ROH World Champion. But
yeah.
That's about
If they just do a little trade, who could they trade for him? Like get a main event talent from over in Japan and use for a while.
Jeez, who would be a good one to trade?
Yeah, if you had him, okay, so you're Ring of Honor, you have Lethal, you want to send him over to Japan for I don't know, 9 months or something, six months, whatever it is, and get somebody over that you can put into your main event. Who do you go after?
I would start from the unrealistic point of view.
Well, you're not going to get
my way down. You're not going to get Okada. You're not going to get Naito.
If you could get Naito, you don't think you? No. Probably not, right?
They're not going to give you Naito for 9 months. Not a chance. For Jay Lethal? No.
okay. You're right. would you take Evil?
I would go so far as maybe Ishii.
Ooh, that'd be a good choice. That's probably.
I feel like I'd be comfortable with that. Evil, not so much, really.
I'm not a big Evil guy, but I mean,
I like Evil, but I feel like he's not a main event guy. Ishii could be.
Yeah. Then we could get like Cobb versus Ishii.
Ugh! Can you imagine?
For the fucking Ring of Honor Television Championship. Someone book that, please.
I would give you all my money, sir.
Yeah. there you go. It'll be an interesting show. It's coming up here March 15th. So I'll watch that shit.
Are you talking about the
Ring of Honor show?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The anniversary show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I ain't got much else.
That's all.
Kevin
I got
Owens
for news.
Like a month away from returning.
Yeah, he's a. What's his bowling gimmick?
Dude, I have no fucking clue what this is, but it is abysmal.
Like what?
He's
what
filming
is he doing?
Filming on a cell phone in a bowling alley, and then you know he's coming back and this and that, and then he rolls a gutter. I think he's supposed to be like
the exact opposite of Mr. Perfect.
Like an everyman, Mr. Imperfect. No, just like a regular guy.
That's Curtis Axel.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what the fuck they're doing here, but it's like the dumbest shit ever. This guy who's this amazing promo, like, let's have him send in a cell phone video of him bowling a gutter ball and looking like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, with his new toned body.
What the fuck? I don't know what you're doing, boys. I don't know what you're doing.
WWE in a nutshell, baby.
And then that guy's like not even recently great at promos. He always has been.
Yeah.
You watch some of those old like PWG promos, him and the Bucks. Oh my God. They're fucking good. Tremendous.
Yeah, he was always good.
Where he's cursing and shit, and then he like catches himself. You know, he's like, I'm sorry. I don't want to curse in front of the you young Christian men or whatever, the good Christian boys in front of the Bucks. So he starts like doing Fs, you know, like F and A's and shit. It's just. Oh my God! Only to fucking break and then curse again. So good.
He's somebody that, on the outside, you'd think is a shoo-in to go to AEW at some point in time.
Yeah.
But like the way he talks about the WWE, I don't feel like it would ever happen. I feel like the only way he'd ever leave the WWE is if he was fired.
Mm.
And which, let's be completely honest, guys. I mean, that's not above the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, that's true. I think either he's the kind of guy, you know, I would love to see over there.
Yeah.
There was this talk about Orton, dude. Ugh. What? No, fucking thank you. No,
yeah,
thank you.
I pass on that.
Yeah. There's like a few people that absolutely not. Him and Ziggler would be another one. I don't want to see any of those fucking guys over there.
I'm sick of Ziggler. Ziggler's time has come and gone. I think Ziggler's a good proponent towards the fact that being on TV each and every week is a detriment.
Well, yeah, and never leaving the company also, you know.
That's a huge detriment to you.
In the Monday Night War era, a guy like Ziggler would have bounced back and forth and done different shit and evolved and, you know, not now.
No. And it's something like, I don't know, why? Sure, I know that like the WWE is locking everybody up because they don't want AEW to get a foothold. But at the same time, and this goes like for everybody that wants it to fail. Like, this is all good for wrestling. You can have a guy leave the WWE, go to AEW, become a different character, become a different him. Go back to WWE, it's fresh. You know, vice versa. This keeps on happening. It's just the way the business could grow.
Yeah. It's a whole weird thing, man. And I'm not going to even try to understand it because it always is like, it's a huge thing, man. The whole, like, people who are very angry about everything AEW. It's a very weird thing.
Yeah. I mean, they also did a study, too. that like internet trolls are like scientifically they did a study that they're more, what was it? Oh, I can't remember now. But it was all those words that's just like, ah, shit.
How long do you go, you know? It's like being anti it. Like, how long until, like, I hope for all those people's sake it doesn't become, like, some big popular thing. Because, like, eventually you're going to have to walk that back. And that's going to be fun to watch. Or you don't, and that'll be even more amusing if it's awesome. Yeah. And most people agree it's awesome. And you're stuck. You painted yourself into a corner of having to shit on it. It sucks. In general, with shit that's like gone on recently, like I just want to be as negative, you know. And that's kind of a lot of getting away from talking about shit we don't like. Like, why would we do that? You know, like I want to fucking have fun, you know.
Yeah, so, I want to have fun when I do the show. I don't want to get all angry and upset. Like that can't.
And
be
I don't
want to
have fucking.
That can't be good for your blood pressure and everything, right? Like,
no, it's not.
I've went to the doctor. I'm fat. I got great blood pressure. I don't want to change that.
Even like the Twitter side of shit. Like, I'm just not going to argue with anybody. I'm just not going to fucking. Even when I'm tempted to be a fucking asshole to people, I'm just not going to do it. Like, I'm just done with it, man. I'm done with negativity and fucking bullshit. So. That said,
fuck you. Yeah.
Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Bye.
Do you have any other news?
No, zero. No. I broke my toe a couple days ago. If you want to count that as news.
Breaking news. How did you do that? You stubbed it on something.
I stubbed it on a stair. Heard the snap.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Heard a snap, exclusive. And then my foot went numb, and it's like, oh. Well, yeah. I know what that is. I've broken that toe twice before, so yeah. There's no foreign concept to me.
For the Mary Jane partakers, you might be wondering yourself, what weed are these boys smoking this week? Let me tell you, I have Lemon Alien Dog.
What?
Comes from Alien Genetics, who crossbred an alien dog female with a lemon kush to create this pungent hybrid cannabis strain. Yep. Large chunky buds radiate with sweet and sour fruity notes dominated by a zesty scent of lemon, leaning slightly to the indica side of the genetic spectrum. Lemon Alien Dog lets your body sink into relaxation while the mind floats away.
So yeah, no, that sounds a little dangerous.
I love the names. Like, dangerous. Fucking, like Lemon Alien Dog and fucking Ghost Train Haze.
It is pretty dope. You want to hear what I'm smoking?
Yes, I do.
Violator Kush.
Okay.
This indica is a musty, earthy smell and taste and provides a strong body buzz that will leave you stuck to your chair. So there's one review here. Where is it? Oh, fuck. There you go. Okay, so super strong, but maybe a bit too strong. It's hard to talk normal and focus on anything. Definitely something to use at home only. Thoughts are clear, but it's hard to do anything with them. Poor motor skills.
I can see exactly why you chose it before a podcast.
I mean, yeah, of course, obviously.
Is it all you have?
Yeah, it is all I have.
That sucks when that happens.
Well, like, see, this is what I do. Every second Friday, a.k.a. payday, I buy an ounce.
Yeah.
And then it's whatever that ounce is. And this time it was Violator. And guess what? I ain't mad. I ain't mad at all.
Is it still like, because you're buying it legally. Is it
sure
cheaper?
I am.
Well, right. I mean, is it you're getting a better deal for that? Or can you get, because like how I get my shit, like I can get, if I want to get like 4/8 of different shit, it's the same price as getting, you know, a half.
Okay, like, yeah.
He'll break it down for me, you know?
Yeah, well, like, mine comes to my house via mail or other means.
Yeah, legal means.
Yeah, legal means. But I will say this, legal weed is much more expensive than black market weed.
Yeah.
Much more.
Exactly, so they can fuck themselves with that.
If I were to buy an ounce of legal weed, that would, my God, cost me, I'd say, a good... Like, I can get an ounce now. Like, certain times, depends on how much I'm buying, I can get it for, like, $120, but mostly $140, which is actually, in my opinion, a great price. If I were to buy that in a store, and it's fucking fantastic weed, too. Like it's a... Oh, I love it. It's, like, the greatest deal I've worked myself into. But,
Who's that guy who hates the weed stuff? What was his name?
I don't remember.
He doesn't hate it, but he's like, I don't smoke weed, so I don't. Let's skip that part.
I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever, man. It's my life. Yeah. like, just turn on Bon Jovi. He'll just talk about it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's my life. Come on. It's my life.
Are you ready to take a dip into Mark Tank?
Oh, am I ever? You can stop me from rambling.
Let's do it after this message from today's sponsor.
Come on, you guys. It's only a little.
Giant! A hungry giant!
Hungry for a big honey taste.
Honey comb big, yeah, yeah, yeah. Big, big crop for a big, big bite.
Honeycomb cereal, part of this big, complete breakfast.
Honeycomb the big, big bite.
A guy that believes that OJ did do it. And a mark is each and every one of you, son of a fucking bitches.
And a mark is a guy who thinks that Michael Jackson didn't diddle little kids' booty holes.
I can't wait for that HBO show.
It's Mark Tank. Oh, I kicked the hornet's nest on that on my personal Twitter. I argued with, like, Michael Jackson fans for, like, a week. It was so much fun.
Boy, I bet you
but I'm
ridding
my life
battle.
Of negativity now, so I'm not going to do that anymore. That was, like, 2 weeks ago. It was super fun. But, yeah, it's Mark Tank, where I read Mark's comments from social media. And as I proved this last week, I posted pictures. People like, I thought you were for sure making that one up. I'm like, dude, these are all 100% legit.
Yeah. Like, I was so shocked at the page when I had to make it part of the episode logo.
The reason I don't really post them is I delete them out of my gallery on my phone, the screenshots, you know, as I go, so I don't read them twice because I'm high all the time.
High.
Yeah. So, let's get into it here. Joel Amante says, Becky, apologize right now, do for me, and Ronde.
Is that like he wants her to be Andronde? Like, is that some kind of Randy? Like, you can, you know, you tuning son of a bitch? No,
Ronde, you tuning son of a bitch. Get the fuck out. You know, dude, that was like the ongoing thing on Raw was like, she has to apologize to Triple H and Steph. And then she didn't, and she got taken out of the match at WrestleMania.
Did Triple H ever apologize for fucking a dead body?
I mean,
did Triple H ever apologize for drugging Stephanie McMahon and then marrying her?
Yeah, this made people mad. It's so fucking funny, like, how many marks. You think, like, dude, it's 2019. There can't really be that many marks. But when they closed the show with McMahon taking Becky out of the match, holy shit, the marks came out, dude.
Yeah, so like they don't think she's gonna get put back in. You know what I mean? Like this, really? Like, do you really believe that that's what they're doing?
Yes.
Like
they really do.
Like, they're man.
Check this out. This guy's name is MZZ Orton Reigns. So his middle name is Orton, his last name is Reigns, but his first name is just MZZ.
Not bad.
Ms. Orton Reigns. He says OFC. I don't know what that means. What are the... of course? I don't know. OFC. These are all in caps, by the way, but I'm not going to yell because I'm a fucking civilized human being. OFC, they add Charlotte. Oh, y'all about the fans, and yet y'all add Charlotte. I swear y'all just can't give Becky her well-deserved moment. No wonder why some of your stars are frustrated and going elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, hey... Some people are just angry.
Yeah.
Just fucking angry.
Let's see what else we've got here. The fuck.
Oh, the marks have turned around. They have turned around and started assaulting Jim.
No. Servando Lozano says her knee is shot, writing her off for a couple months, and she'll look good in the process. So this guy thinks her lead knee is legit hurt. That's fun.
She's going to need surgery, bro. She's going under a knife.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing ever, man. Like, our build is going to be no build at all.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we're not going to try.
Going the John Cena Undertaker approach.
Yeah. Yeah. Patrick Rondo says, so I am now canceling my network. Done with WWE.
It's an odd time to be done. Yeah.
Nathan Stewart says, and there's Vince screwing her over at the end and putting Flair in the match instead. Way to tank that main event for WrestleMania. Very close to the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, Jesus. Man, that's oh, come on, guy. Give you a head shake.
I'll keep that one. I'll post that one up on Twitter for you guys. at Suplexity Limit. Joseph Henry Reynolds says, here comes Becky Lynch, straight to AEW. That's their answer for everything now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. As soon as somebody's not exactly where they want them to be in the card, it's like, well, they're going to go to AEW now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, because everybody switches jobs like that.
Yeah. Let's see. Michael Davenport says, horseshit. Charlotte has lived off a name. I hate Ronda, but she earned her career. Becky has earned hers. Charlotte got hers because of daddy's work and sympathy for her junkie brother.
What? That's savage. Did Paige write that?
I don't know. Yeah, no shit, right? Good lord, sir. Oh my god. Kenny Ivey Jr. says, Ric Flair low-key still owns half of the company. The only explanation why Charlotte constantly keep getting titles shots without wrestling for them. Something WWE isn't telling us.
So, like, does he think Ric Flair owns half of the company because he was the GM of Raw in 2002?
He still owns. Yeah. Ric Flair low-key still owns half of the company.
Or does he say Ric Flair and low-key own half of the company?
Me and Rick are business partners.
What was he? Caval.
Yeah. We bought a bunch of stock. Oh my god.
Fucking hell. This is pretty spot on low key though.
Just gotta do like a generic low voice. Like take all charisma out of your body and go low. Be low, be a robot. I'm low key. He loves it. He's popping on over there.
I'm low key.
I'll pop you to death. Joseph Lentil. I feel like we've said that guy before, haven't we?
Maybe. It could be.
Joseph Lentil has been around. She should have been suspended the standard 90 days for abusing the authority. And any fan there who boo Trips or Steph needs to be kicked out the arena on the spot. Jesus, no refunds. Christ. This guy like must live in a fucking like a dictatorship or something, you know? He's like all North for the Korea. Authoritarian. Fuck.
He's from North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what a fucking guy.
Yeah. Pretty silly. But this week's winner of Mark Tank is like fucking next level shit. David Jansen. Good lord. Oh, this is the winner, I think. Well, let me look here. Actually, someone else sent me something. I don't want to fuck them. I don't want to rip them off here. Oh, Dom Homie. Shout out to Dom Homie. He listens to this is a runner up. He sent this one over to me. Says this guy's name is Ryan. Says WWE won't let Paige wrestle. I hope she's able to go to New Japan, where her contract is up. when her contract is up, a lot of fresh matchups for her there. I don't know if this person's trolling or legit fucking dumb as fuck. I'm not sure.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Fucking Young Nasty. I miss that guy.
Yeah.
This week's winner of Mark Tank, David Jansen. This one was sent over to me by, I think, Klondike Bill. He says, okay, WWE, this is it. I'm fed up with you and your clueless owner. Vince, I know you killed Owen Hart, and I know you probably killed Chris Benoit and his family and made it look like he did it. Taking Becky out of WrestleMania? Well, screw you and screw your PG company. Watch hashtag AEW.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Fucking ridiculous. Oh. You killed Chris Benoit and his family and made it.
It yeah, was me, it was... Austin.
It was me, Chris. Exactly. Good Lord.
Oh, fucking hell. That was absurd. You know what? That was just as absurd as watching Abducted in Plain Sight.
What is that? Is that a...
It's a new Netflix documentary. Jim, do you want me to give you the synopsis of it and how it runs? I'll give you like a 30-second breakdown that'll blow your fucking mind because it's a documentary. And it's got to be a true story, I assume.
I mean, I want to watch it, though.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough, man.
I mean, what's the general idea?
Daughter gets abducted by neighbor who she calls her second father. Is told that aliens are after and she's got to fuck him. Brings her back home. Mom starts fucking the guy.
Oh.
Then it just goes from there. So, like, that's just the general consensus. That's, like, the first 20 minutes of fucked uppery.
A fun romp for the entire family.
It is. It is. Everybody gets romped in that family. Even the father at one point in time, you'll find out.
Oh, my. Well, there's that. we got to... Well, what's going on in the Federation, man?
A couple weeks ago, we released the WWF King of the Ring 1996, episode 150. We are doing 151. We recorded it last night. It will be out, I'd say, Sunday for Patreon subscribers. And that would, and then Tuesday, everybody, everywhere else. But that would be WCW Bash at the Beach 1996, the night that the NWO was formed. But it's also the night of the fantastic... Big Boss Man, John Tenta, sock of coins on a pole.
Oh, my.
I don't know. Yeah, silver dollar pole match or something like that, but it's literally a sock with six coins in it.
That's some pre-Russo shit, too.
It is pre-Russo shit.
It's definitely, so that's weird they were doing that shit then. Who was booking that shit?
That was Kevin Sullivan was booking at the time. Before, but they kicked him out. I'm sure it's... I don't know, honestly, who's in the booking committee at that point in time, or whether or not they even had a committee. It was probably just Bischoff.
Well, there you go. That's that sounds like a shit show.
It is, and there's also a fantastic match with... Mongolman Michael has a second match in his career against a jobber named Joe Gomez, and it's 7 minutes long. It is abysmal.
Isn't that the guy that everybody talks about, Joe Gomez?
I don't know. What did they talk about?
Like Conan and I want to say Bischoff and like everybody kind of talks about Joe Gomez. This is like who's guy who worked for WCW and was like super funny and all this shit and tell stories about him and
Oh,
shit.
Really?
But I never knew who he was. I think that's Joe Gomez, yeah.
From what we gathered on the Nitro's working his way up, Joe Gomez was supposed to debut for like a month, and he would just keep on getting beaten up. He finally has his match against Mongo.
The surefire way to get somebody over?
It is. It really is. And putting him against Mongo, too, is a surefire way to get him over. Fuck.
One of the worst wrestlers fucking ever.
Yeah. Me and Travis had a debate last night of who was worse, Paul Roma or Mongo McMichael.
Mongo McMichael.
Oh, I agree completely. Travis said Roma. But I agree fucking completely. It's Mongo.
Yes, sir. You sir, were correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Check that shit out, Federation. I say it every week, but if you listen to this show and you know don't listen to that, I don't know what you're doing.
The
with your fucking
fuck
life,
you
but
doing, bro?
If you like this show, you'll like that show because it's the same deal. You get very high and talk wrestling.
Yeah,
it was fun last week, man. So again, shout out to your bro for hanging out.
Oh yeah, I had a blast. Fucking yeah. B plus players. We had I just love the whole show. Rando, fucking Randy.
Some people were like, didn't even know. You know, they're like, they weren't around back when he was co-hosting the show.
Oh yeah, because I brought in the face. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
So it was like new to them, you know.
Yeah, no, and that's cool too. They get to see where, and I really like the fact that we got a true point of a guy that doesn't watch wrestling at the time. Just like his mind frame on the whole thing. It's
pretty good.
How many shows are giving you that?
Yeah, it worked out. On the pay-per-view Take-Two side of things, we fucking did Great American Bash.
You fucking sure did.
We did it. And it is up on our channel. You can listen to it. And the show was so bad. Like, Big Body Sam hit us hard. He hit us with a show that was so bad that, like, I had a hard time even trying to make it entertaining to listen to us talk about it, you know?
Because it's WWE so 2004. Bad.
It's just nothing.
Yeah.
Total nothing. But the next thing coming up for the channel is Halloween Havoc 2000.
Ooh.
Also chosen by a money mark. Do you like match? Do you want to see Reno? Sergeant AWOL? Misfits in Action?
No.
David Flair?
No.
David Flair and Buff Bagwell have a First Blood DNA match, dude. Bro.
Bro.
The gimmicks on this, I haven't really watched this match. I mean, I'm sure I saw it at some point, but this is all kind of new to me. There's a kickboxing match.
Kickboxing
handicap
match?
Elimination match. For First Blood DNA match. Oh my god, it looks like it takes 5 minutes to resolve that contest. Oh my. So, yeah, it's another fucking crazy Russo era. Which is our favorite shit, really. It's my favorite shit, anyway, on Pay-Per-View Take Two. With our boy, Jared PPVT2 on Twitter. So, where the fuck else are we going here? Elimination Chamber.
Oh.
AKA No Way Out in Dost Germany.
No Escape.
No Escape, what did I say?
No Way Out.
Now, there is no way out from the Elimination Chamber. That the Germans put people inside of. Call it what you will. So this card, it's this Sunday, and you don't give a shit, really, do you? I don't give a shit about this.
No, not too far. Like, I probably will not watch this on Sunday.
I don't blame you, sir. The Cruiserweight title match is, of course, on the pre-show. They just announced it now. It's like, dude, as if you weren't going to put it on the pre-show. Of course you are. Look out of here. Buddy Murphy defending against Akira Tozawa. Would probably be the match of the night. Tozawa is great. They should put the belt on him.
Yeah. I mean, I can get behind that. I do like Buddy Murphy, though.
Yeah. It's just like, dude, could you once, just fucking once, put this on the main show? Like, it's just so funny that that's all it is. It's always the pre-show match. It means jack shit. How are you going to try to tell me that that show means anything? It's just nonsense, dude.
It is.
The whole show is just terrible, you know. And I guess people are saying that Triple H has more to do with it now, but it's still just terrible. It's a terrible
show.
How
well can you do a show that has like 8 guys on it?
You know
what I mean? Like, it's flawed.
Are they back to doing it after the now? Because they moved to Days again.
Oh, I've got no involvement in. Any
they were doing
in that.
It. They switched to before SmackDown, and they would tape it and then air it the next day, but they had to move, I don't know, some other fucking 105 Live or 305 Live or fucking NXT, Swahili, fucking Uganda and all that shit on there.
NXT Madagascar.
Yeah, exactly. Madagascar. Fuck, dude. I don't know if it's back to being live after SmackDown. It's a goddamn ghost town. We also have, let's see what else we got here, the women's No Escape match. I was looking at this, and it's, you know, for as much as they talked about the women's evolution and how far they're taking women's wrestling, I count three women who I would consider good to be in this match. What about you?
That's pushing it and putting Naomi on that list. No, never mind. Oh, Ruby Riott. No, she's not in that match, is she?
No, she's not in that match. No, she's taking on Rousey in, like, the laziest built fucking championship match ever.
Right, exactly. You're right.
Terrible. But, yeah, I've got Naomi, and I think I'm being friendly there.
Yeah.
By her throwing her and Bayley and Sasha. Funny enough, I tweeted that, and people were like, three is ridiculous. There's at least six. And there's all these people like, well, Liv Morgan. Like, are you fucking... There's people making arguments for, like, a bunch of these chicks, for all of them, pretty much. The Iconics, or Peyton Royce, is pretty fucking good. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? are you kidding me?
They aren't watching it for wrestling, see? They're watching it because they're beautiful women, scantily clad, jumping around. And they don't give a fuck about their form, because all they're doing is looking to see if their tit pops out or whatever. Dude, that's all they're looking for.
You can go on Chatterbait on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you watch literally, chicks.
You can literally watch porn in the bathroom of your work and beat off. Literally. But yet you're going to study Raw to see a nipple.
Sounds like it comes from personal experience. And also,
no, I've never beat off at work. That's God's honest truth.
I did once, but it was a long, long time ago. But that's going to have to be in your in the intro for next week. Mark that down. Mark that timestamp. But yeah, a lot of terrible people in this who, in my opinion, should not be on the main roster of the number one wrestling show, you know, in the country. So. In the world, I mean, mind you.
Yes.
So, yeah, and also, I have some questions for you about this.
Go for it.
You imagine how tight it's going to be with Nia Jax and Tamina in one pod?
What if they have one pod is bigger? Is that discriminatory?
It just smells like fucking coconuts and shit in there. Like,
I was going to say cow manure, but whatever.
It's gonna be awesome. How are they gonna stand there? I guarantee they start this match or not. Has this been decided yet?
I bet they don't know. Maybe.
I'm gonna put money down that they open because they don't want to have them stand in a fucking.
They also don't want the glass to fog up either. I finally got Jim the belly laugh. Good.
I'd fucking Diet Dr. Pepper in my mouth too. Tamina starts doing fucking cave paintings.
She doesn't know where to put her arms.
In the steam, she's like drawing fucking little cavemen fucking attacking fucking big animals and shit.
Oh, just a rendition of her father killing Nancy.
Jeez. So there's that. Who do you think are going to be the inaugural champs?
I would like to say that they would do the story with Sasha and Bayley, have them probably break up sometime, and then
fuck
go from there.
I will not sit here and listen to you suggest a Bayley and Sasha thing after they won, like, worst story of the year last year on this podcast.
But I would assume that they're going to either A, give it to Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, or the Iconics. Just because they want heels to do everything. You know what I mean?
They're going to do that shit on SmackDown. I don't see it going to SmackDown.
Well, then they're probably already Nia Jackson to me to them. Fuck it. I don't know. Maybe the Riott Squad.
Oh, terrible, dude. I don't. Who knows? I guess do I have to do a prediction? I guess I'll say.
Well, I mean, you asked me.
It's probably going to be Nia Jax and Tamina, dude. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, it's possible.
Terrible.
It's possible.
The Miz and Shane McMahon defend the SmackDown tag team belts against the Usos. I don't see the Usos going over here.
No, I don't think so.
Does Naomi eat the pin in the in the Elimination Chamber match?
Well, I mean, there's six, what, five people have to eat a pin. Who's her partner? Carmella?
Yeah.
Yeah, Naomi probably eats the pin.
Yeah, I bet she wouldn't have before this fucking last thing.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
We have Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush taking on Finn Balor in a handicap match for the Intercontinental Championship. Like, I wonder if he'll pin Lio Rush and win the belt.
Like, it's just like, what? You know what I mean? Like, really, what? Why are you having a handicap match?
Dude, and their build to this shit, like, this last week's Raw, I mean, you heard about it at least, right? It's just, I was going to make a list of shit of like, oh, just quick rapid fire through what's wrong with the show, and I just gave up. Seriously, just like, gave up at some point. Like, after they had Dean Ambrose come out and like...
As a babyface?
Yeah, well... Yeah, right. Yeah, without a churn, and you know, goes off script on the mic, and then they put him over EC3, the guy who's like pretty much just a look in a promo who doesn't get to do promos and shit. That's just one angle, and it's like fucking 10 points about how dumb it is.
I love it.
Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, which they've now made a no DQ match when. Somebody fucking watched these guys' matches and realized, holy fuck, we can't do that.
What have we done?
And these guys are going to have to hit each other in the back with chairs and shit. Fuck.
Yeah, I would assume Strowman wins.
You would fucking hope so. You would hope so. But, like, what a nothing. Like, it's just nothing with this guy. Who was super over? All they had to do was, like, pull the trigger on him at the right time. And they just didn't, and he's just nothing now. Nothing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a shame. They really, well, I mean, it was just all in the constant goal to keep Brock Lesnar over. And despite themselves, they kind of shot themselves in the foot with another big guy that's a cheaper big guy and a big guy that works every week.
Yeah. And the fans were into for a little bit, but not anymore.
No.
So, you know, there you go. So I'm going to go with Braun Strowman there. I'm going with Finn Balor. Dude, Rousey or Riot? I don't know. Will Riot beat her and throw a wrench in the plans for WrestleMania?
I do not see that happening. But
It's so terrible. Like, I know obviously some things are just going to be, you know, a predictable finish. But, dude, are you serious with this?
I'm going to say no contest, though. I assume somehow Becky and Charlotte get involved. Or one or the other.
I mean, if they're smart, they'll have Becky fucking show up and do something. Right?
That's what I assume. I assume that Becky doesn't cost Ronda the match, but the match just ends in just no contest. Or maybe
I think that's
DQ.
Only because they think it's an easy way to progress the story. Not because they're at all trying to protect Riot, because they have no problem beating her, I assure you.
No, yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, and then we have the men's Elimination Chamber match from SmackDown.
Which includes who took... Kofi Kingston takes Mustafa Ali's place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to still go with the fact that Daniel Bryan's probably going to win.
I put it on fucking Kofi. I'm ready, dude. Kofi, he's not going to win. But I'm serious, like he deserves it. Not to be like, you deserve it, but...
you deserve it.
But he does deserve it.
I mean, he's a good wrestler. He's been around for a long time. I could live with a Kofi Kingston, like, 1 month title reign.
Yeah. I mean, they're crazy to put it on Hardy, but that's not happening. Orton, I hope, isn't happening. Even Joe, they've killed Joe off so much over there.
Yeah.
For me. This is the better WWE.
I don't see it being anybody but Daniel Bryan, honestly.
Which is pretty shitty. It's like, you should use something like this, really, to get out of it, you know, to get it off of a guy and move it to somebody who's not necessarily a contender. You know, that's why, like, making it a yearly pay-per-view is a weird thing, kind of, you know?
All these theme pay-per-views make it a weird thing. You don't have natural storyline progression that goes through and leads to a Hell in a Cell. It's, well, we're a month away from Hell in a Cell. What story can you tell to get into a match at Hell in a Cell? That's not. That's just negates the whole Hell in a Cell concept.
Yeah. Well, with this, it'd be like if you're looking to move it off to a guy who's quite a few steps down, but that's your only option. You do something here, you know, it's a good, easy way to really change it up. But for him to retain over all that, that would seem pretty fucking pointless.
I agree.
But, you know, I don't see a lot of options. I think Styles, again, I don't care for Hardy, no. Orton, Joe. They've killed Joe off so much that I don't even care to see him as champion. I'm going with Kofi Kingston, even though it won't happen.
Fair. I mean, you can give me the easy win. That's okay.
There you go. Oh, are we doing? Are we keeping track?
Oh, I haven't kept track in months, my friend.
So we haven't done that. Fuck all that shit. So there you go. I don't know. I guess I'll see what happens. I might watch it live, you know, if I got nothing going on. But I could be playing Ark as well, because I'm addicted to that game. I could lose my life to that game if I didn't have shit to do and a girlfriend to make me do stuff.
I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
So good. I want to give shout outs to our fucking content creating friends at THT Podcast, Nuclear Heat Graphics, Shooting the Shiznit, The Strap, Sat Pod, Wrestling's High Marks. My forgetful bitch.
Did you say Smack It Down yet?
No, Smack It Down. There you go.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from Viva the JD in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, right. So I hope I didn't forget any of our fucking homies. There, Comedy Suplex, Yuck Nasty, Dog a Baby, Get in the Corner, you know. Yep, all baby. Of our peeps. rest in peace to our friends at The Inhuman Experience. I hope you can come back. I hope you make a return.
Much love to the Bobbies.
Yeah. We miss you, Bobby Anthem. So.
I don't even want to be on Twitter if there's no Bobby Anthem on Twitter.
Yeah. No shit, right? But yeah, valid points that he made. So, what the fuck else we got, man?
We have...
the voicemail.
Yes. Voicemail. Okay. Voicemail. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Now, first of all, congratulations on 201 weeks.
Second week
all,
late, Aussie. Jesus.
Guys, it's your boy, Jay Silver / Viva Legetti. And I have a question for you guys. Yes, I know. Long time, no talk. Friggin', so, new era. New Japan. Reckon we'll get a new IWGP heavyweight title for Jay White. Peace out.
He said 201. You were like going off. He said 201.
He didn't say 200. Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. I just wanted to be. I wasn't even trying to go off. I was just trying to be a prick, just because it's Viva La JD.
Yeah, long time no talk. I think I talked to that dude like every single day. What are you talking about? A new belt? Why would they have a new belt?
I don't think they do. I think he's asking us if we think they should have a new belt because it's a new era. Right. I myself don't think so because I think the IWGP heavyweight title is the best looking belt in all of wrestling right now.
Yeah. I mean, what is he talking about? Like a redesign of the belt?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Or like a new title. I mean, definitely not a new title, obviously.
Like I'm 100% sure he's talking about a redesign of the title since it's kind of a new era of Switchblade. When in actuality, I don't believe it's a new era of Switchblade. I believe it's just to get it back on Okada, and they'll maybe do a Switchblade thing leading into Wrestle Kingdom next year in Okada. And having Gato try to man his guy to beat Okada again. So,
yeah, but it's not a. I move with you 100%. It's not a new era.
No, it's definitely not a new era.
Okada is going to have that thing back,
and he's the face of the company. Yeah, Okada is the guy that should have the title for most of the year, anyways, because he is the man. Like he's the guy, the driving force of New Japan.
Also, when I look at that belt, it looks really good. And it makes me think of the almost exclusively rich history of the belt, you know?
Yeah.
Because they haven't fucked up much. You know, they really haven't fucked up much. Yeah, that's, you know, and that's a fuck up, but like at the same point, is it though? You know?
Not really. Fresh out of WWE at the time. Well, not fresh out, but.
The way it looks right now, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like he's a great face to show up on that fucking screen. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Fuck yeah. And, yeah, I mean, they never fucked up. It's like, if you imagine if WWE had to go back and show all their champions leading for a belt, they would not make the foolish decisions they constantly make, you know?
That is for sure.
Like, you can't do dumbass shit because you're gonna have to show that guy on the screen all the time. You know, you'd have to show the great Khali, or you'd have to show what are some of the other stupid ones?
You're Jack Thwaga.
Jack Thwager, yeah. That would be terrible.
Who else?
Dolph Zack Ziggler. Ryder, probably. No, he wasn't champion though.
No, no, he wasn't.
Dolph Ziggler, The Miz, maybe.
Yeah, The Miz would be one. I don't know.
There's a lot of them, dude. Of Mabel, was he ever champion?
No, no, he was King of the Ring.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. So yeah, no, I don't think they will. I don't think they should.
I hope not.
That belt has fucking an actually rich history.
Yeah, like I mean, you can get it fixed because I know it's missing some jewels, some clasps, but I hope they don't get it made by the same guy that made the redesign of the Intercontinental title. Because, I mean, it's the same deal. They commissioned a guy to make one title, and if they want to make another title, he's got to make it, and it's insanely expensive. So,
Why would you do it that way?
Well, that's just how they did it.
That doesn't make so much sense.
Well, I mean, I get that.
I don't get the point of that. But, yeah, so there you go. Do you have anything else to add before we go?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it's Friday and Canada's a long weekend, and fuck yeah.
What is Monday for you guys?
Family day.
Family day.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Example 9,400 of why Canada's a better country.
Every
you have
month.
A day for family day.
Every month we've got a long weekend.
One, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, not here. Monday is President's Day, and fucking almost all of us have to go to work.
that's a shame. That is a shame.
Indeed it is. No days.
I was thinking of you while I'm asleep in bed.
Weird. I told you to stop doing that.
That wouldn't be the first time.
I told you to stop thinking about me when you're in bed. Fuck it. I think that's it. We thank you very much for listening and supporting the show. Next week we'll be back. We'll talk about Elimination Chamber and, you know, just the week in wrestling. We'll laugh at some marks. We'll have some good times. We'll smoke weed. It'll be good.
I think so. I think it'll be a blasty poo.
It'll be a fucking blasty blast. All right, kids. Shout out to our friends at Gorgatron. Check those guys out everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, check out them on, check them out on tour, all that shit. So yeah, here's the track from the boys of G-Trump. So, till then, be you can always hit desire, the winner is you, the excellent to each other. Who is this a definition of war?